Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
5 seconds to go. First down Colts at their 25. Leonard over the middle. He goes to Josh Downs. Takes it across the 30. Laterals back to Pittman. Pittman throws it back to Leonard. And Leonard is going to be sacked. He gets rid of the ball. Togiai picks it up. Togiai across the 5. Togiai into the end zone. Touchdown, Tommy Togiai to end the game. And the Texans win their 12th. What a way to finish the season.
That's right. What a way to finish the season. Indeed, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. What's today called, John Lopez?
Black Monday.
But what is it here in Houston?
It's Victory.
That's right. Monday. Victory Reaction Monday for the 9th straight time here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Man, what a time to be alive. Love to see the big man eat. It was fun. No, it does not. Ultimately, shout out to the great Rasheed Wallace. Yeah. Like, ultimately, the ball will find level in some ways, and it found its way to one number 72, Tommy Togiai, is getting his touchdown by hook or by crook in that game. And it was a fun one. It was genuinely a fun one to watch, and happy that it came out with a victory. You could tell at one point in the game that, you know, obviously this team always wants to win, but it became less of a focus because of where this team is. A 12-5 football team that, since last week, but again, is still the case right now, is headed to the NFL playoffs, going to face off against other teams in the AFC. And so it's a celebratory time. Like, it's obviously that week 18 didn't matter as much, but did you learn anything within it? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. And then always appreciation. There you go. To the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams.
Both we on
the,
keep it 100.
That's my bad. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and the Twitch chat 610.
Yeah, Houston. First of all, just damn good to be here, man. Sitting alongside you, Reggie. Getting it done on the finale, after the finale of the season. And I think that's one of the things that we have to absolutely just start with here. 18 weeks, 17 games, started out 0-3.
Correct.
0-3, and you are 12-5. You just mentioned it. You were going to the playoffs. First time ever to be a wild card team in the playoffs, which is really an anomaly that I hadn't even thought of until I saw it last night. You know, they've always won the division to get to the postseason, but wild card team headed to Pittsburgh. We have a lot to talk about with that game last night. Ravens and Steelers, and certainly facing the Steelers in the postseason a week from tonight. You know, we got to get all these particulars out there.
Yeah.
You know, playing on a Monday night.
No more Texans Saturday Invitational, which I'm sure factors in more because you're on the road rather than being at the house.
And they had to put Carolina somewhere.
Yeah.
put Carolina with their 8-9 record or whatever it is somewhere. So let's start with, like, go from 0-3 to 12-5. The season's over. You kind of absorb it. It was a weird game yesterday, really from the parking lot on. You were out doing some tailgating, judging, and I know I was out there, you know, with a couple of friends tailgating early. Just kind of a weird vibe there. And then less than, 30, 45 minutes into the game, you knew that that was a wrap. You knew that the Jaguars were going to win the division. The Texans knew it. They come out at
Thanks
halftime.
Thanks for nothing, Titans.
Yeah, no kidding. They come out after halftime. Lots of starters, including C.J. Stroud and others, not even in the game anymore. So kind of a bizarre sort of atmosphere. But nevertheless, it turned into quite the season at large, quite an appreciation for what this team has done.
Without question, yeah. And I see you guys on the text line. Always appreciate you getting involved. Don't know how much you want to be celebrating after giving up 30 points to a team with a third or fourth string quarterback going into the playoffs. I mean, did you have any issues defensively with the way this game went? I didn't. And you also started seeing a lot of those points came in when you have secondary defenders in there with all due respect to them. In fact, in watching that second half back yesterday, I was thinking about it, and I was like, you can see a lot of the same tenacity, but you see where the talent level slows down with some of the depth, right? You could see the impact of Azeez Al-Shaair, which we saw a couple games ago, right, when he was not playing. You saw what that was, and that translated again in the second half. You saw what happens when you pair back, especially with the cornerbacks that you have in this. I think that those are just going to happen when you're playing fewer of your stars. But I think also you can choose to view it in this way. You don't have to. I view it as a credit to what this defense has been, what this team has made from this defense, where the tenacity that they play with sometimes can be the focus. I think Tyler Dunn, Go Long,
yeah.
He does a newsletter and a Substack that is very good. In fact, just today he dropped a piece about the tenacity of this defense, how it was built, and what it is. It's a throwback type level of violence that they employ in order to do what they do. It's almost sometimes underscored sometimes overtakes what is the incredible talent that exists on this defense, and why the simplicity and the speed of this defense is so good is because you take that talent and you allow it to play fast.
Yeah.
I think that is what's missing when you're putting in, when you have not just Kayvon Walls, but you have, other dudes like Elijah Huzzy playing a lot, and you have some of these other guys, and Elijah Huzzy got an interception, so salute to that man. And it's not to denigrate those guys, but there's a clear difference in what your starters are and what it is when you're playing a lot of dudes on the second line, third line of your defense, plus playing dudes out of position. You had safeties playing linebackers. You had EJ Speed playing rush end towards the end. Like, I think that those are also factors that you have to take into account when you look at this defense and the 30 points that are on the board.
Yeah, I don't necessarily altogether agree with that.
Okay.
I think there are some things to note. I'm not worried about this defense, but as the texter pointed out, it's not like, I'll put it this way. Worries about the defense? Depth. Depth 100%. Because they put 17 points on your ass in the first half. That was with the starters on the field. Well, the starters that played on the field.
Yeah, no. Kamar Lassiter in this one.
Riley Leonard found some holes.
Sure.
Derek Stingley, first time all season, gave up some plays to Alec Pierce. So I'm not going to say, oh, no, because this defense, we've said it. I think it's obvious to the world, the NFL world now, they can beat anybody with this defense, practically this defense alone. But it's not unfair to say, hey, any sort of eyebrow raising there. I think the depth was clearly exposed. In first half, no question. That wasn't backups. That was your depth pieces there. Riley Leonard, was there something that Aaron Rodgers might be able to call from some of the deep balls that he was laying out there? And, Aaron Rodgers is pretty dang good, with his arm anyway. So I'm not going to totally disagree with him. I will say, I think this defense is so good and being able to win the way it is. And then it turns to this matchup. Couldn't ask for a better matchup. If you drew it up and said, what team do you want to play in the first round? It would be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think so.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think it means it's a gimme either.
No, and I think there's more to talk about there. Offense, question mark from the 832. Is there anything that you saw from this offense? I know that C.J. Stroud was pulled from this game. And actually, can we get a little C.J. Stroud audio here, if you don't mind? This is actually C.J. Stroud 1, the first question that he was asked out the gate post-game. And I thought it was interesting because, again, that's one of the places where, I'm going to be honest, I had disassuaged myself of the idea that there's going to be anything that different that happened with this offense. But I'm always interested on how they view it from the inside.
Yeah.
And C.J. Stroud, when he was asked, we're still looking for this audio? All right, no problem. Well, C.J. Stroud talking about it, it sounded somewhat similar, and it still feels like offensively they believe that there's more to be wrong. Now, I imagine that when you're on the inside, you have to feel that way. Mm-hmm. But was there anything for you offensively that you saw that you were intrigued by? One of the things I could definitely point to is Hutchinson, the way that they used him in the absence of Nico Collins. I found that intriguing. Not to say that necessarily that's going to be something that carries on in a big way, but it found any instance where I could see someone else outside of the dude who wears number 12 being able to be involved offensively in a way that feels tangible is going to be edifying to me.
Yeah, Hutchinson to me was the same. The ability to make those plays in the absence of Nico Collins. On the other side of that coin, we saw again in the first half it was very very evident just how important Nico Collins is to this offense. You know, without Nico, you know, in the game, it was very clear that the struggles they had. The other thing that was really kind of promising, especially with missing some guys up front, I mean, British Brooks had a pretty good game rushing the ball. Is that the offensive line or is that British Brooks? Maybe the offensive line found some things that they were able to do. On the other side of the coin, again, the field goals, man. I mean, you know, finishing drives. You know, everybody's talking about, hey, they kick more field goals than any team in NFL history. 45. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. That's a testament to your offense sputtering, oftentimes with self-inflicted mistakes.
Boy, there's a lot.
Twice yesterday. We'll get to those later as well. So, that would be the other part of it.
Yeah, and Kyme Fairbairn, a hat tip to him for coming up strong.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, a place that we very much want to go in this conversation, because I think that all Houston Texans fans were locked in on Sunday Night Football to find out who your opponent was. You can see what kicking does and does not do for a football team when it comes down to it. There is some level of appreciation that should be given to Kyme Fairbairn in the idea that you should not have to lean on him nearly as much as you do, but when you do, he has been able to hold up for you, whether long, intermediate, short, when you ask him to step up and kick. And with the game style, the game plan that they have come into the season with and that they've run through the season with and that they've won 9 games in a row with, it matters to have a kicker that you can line up from 50-plus and feel confident that when you set him up there, he's going to knock it down. Even if that is not optimal, even if that is something that creates a little bit of anxiety for what this the ultimate aptitude of this team can be when they get to this 4-game season that is the playoffs, I do appreciate the fact that he is knocking those down, and he hit 6 of those. A lot more of those felt like they came in the second half, but he knocked down 6 of those, and I thought that was very useful.
The confidence level with your kicker right now could not be higher going into the postseason. It just couldn't. We had some questions earlier from last year and others, in terms, especially in cold weather and on the road and all that. Confidence cannot be higher. That said, you don't want to be kicking a lot of field goals. The other interesting thing about this, and this leads to the matchup, and again, you'll hear D'Amico Ryan's first comments about facing the Pittsburgh Steelers a week from tonight at 11:15 on the show in about an hour.
That's right.
Live. So we'll hear that. But you're going to Pittsburgh, and there's just something about facing the Steelers in Pittsburgh that especially us old heads,
different team.
Will never, different, same city.
Different team, different organization.
Same city.
Hey, don't bring that bad juju over here, John.
No, it's
Lopez.
Not. No, it's revenge. It's revenge. It's righting a wrong. Mike Renfrow caught that ball. There's no question about it.
I've heard that many a time.
There is something about that. So that's one part. But then here's the other part that I find really, really interesting. I just said, and I think you would agree, you know, going into yesterday, if you said, which team do you absolutely, you know, positively, if you don't win the division, or even if you do, want to face, it would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. The interesting thing about that is I don't know what the final score was going to be, but I know it's going to be very, very low on Monday night. Mike Tomlin is a D'Amico Ryan's kind of coach. They play the same game. They have two great rush ends. So do the Texans. They have a guy in the middle of that defense, Cam Hayward. We're going to be talking about this all week long, but I'm just saying this is the type of game that the Texans should absolutely suffocate the Steelers. But the Steelers play the same kind of football, and it's going to be 25 degrees. I've already looked at the weather forecast. It's going to be
how accurate is that weather forecast going to be?
7 days out, it's a little inaccurate, but it's roughly.
We've all had our run-ins with meteorologists.
Yeah.
The 7 day forecast is something I inherently don't trust.
It's going to be cold.
It will be cold.
What y'all's weather at?
Weather Underground, man. All day long. Anyway,
imagine having a preferred weather.
Weather Underground, 100%.
Well, you're a fisherman.
I'm a fisherman.
You got a reason. I was just going to call you old.
And then there's this. Sorry, I can take it. and then there's this.
Welcome back, baby. We back.
We're talking about Kyahmi Fairbairn. How has Pittsburgh been with kickers over the years?
With Boswell?
How was it last night?
Yeah, I was about to say not last night.
Last night's game in general was one of those things that it somehow induced a little bit of anxiety because, of course, it was going to. But it gave me a level of confidence because you saw the ways in which those teams are not steady.
Yeah.
And particularly on defense, those teams are not steady. There were giant plays happening back and forth. It turned into a haymaker battle in the second half. Part of that was the desperation that was happening, the chaos of the moment, a division game, all of those things coming together. But some of that also was those defense having huge defensive breakdowns, moments of lapses, all sorts of bad play within there. And I go, that is a lack of steadiness that has not befallen the Texans in quite a long while this season.
Mm-hmm.
You could point to the instances and reasons of those. It feels a lot like early on in the season where you've got dudes trying to cover for other dudes going rogue on defense.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen that very frequently. If you're talking about instances of issues, it has not happened in the way that you saw back and forth with both Ravens and the Steelers in that last game. And that's encouraging on both ends. I think you're getting to, though, you want to face this Steelers team because I don't think that there's much that you go, I am deathly afraid of this pinpoint here. Maybe TJ Watt is one, especially coming off of the injury. So he's had a few weeks where he has not played football. So he's going to be a little bit fresher, one might imagine. But outside of like TJ Watt, the pass rush, and even that I'm not terrified of. I look at the Steelers team and I go, hey, there's not a lot to be afraid of, but is this, I think you have a secondary point on that,
though. Yeah, so I texted you guys last night, you and Figgy. I said, what team are you pulling for? Right as the game was kicking off.
Mm-hmm.
And you both said Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, and you see the reason why I say Pittsburgh. As much as Baltimore is a deeply unserious team that at any given point trips over their own feet.
Yeah.
Like, I think back to when they had Kansas City on the ropes. Mm-hmm. Zay Flowers fumbles a couple of times. You could talk about, obviously, last year in the postseason when you see Mark Andrews do what Mark Andrews did. Mm-hmm. Even in this game, you see it again. Lamar Jackson doing everything that he can to get this ball downfield, although he has his issues. And then you have everything lined up. Was it a 27-yard field goal, something like that? It was not a very long field goal by any means. And the rookie kicker manages, and a fantastic rookie kicker at that, Tyler Lute, manages to miss it in a way that actually made me feel bad for him, that I know a lot of people will not feel bad for a kicker. But, yeah.
But what was my response?
The explosive plays that Lamar Jackson can generate, talk less of the ways in which Derrick Henry scares a defense. Those are things that I did not want to have to contend with, even with them being an up-and-down
team. But what was my response when you both said Pittsburgh?
Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for. That's not – spoiler alert, I'm picking the Texans to win this game. I mean, they're just a better team. The Steelers are the team I would have wanted them to face. That's Aaron Rodgers. Is there anything D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, and this Texans defense can do and will do on Monday night that Aaron Rodgers has not seen and handled?
No, but here's the beauty of what the Texans do on defense. They're not getting out here trying to fool you.
Yeah.
Ain't no boogie woogie boogie to you at all. You know generally what they're doing. I'm not saying that they are running a simple defense. They've got their nuances within it. But where they overwhelm you is not we are going to trick you with scheme. Yeah. It is we are going to be violent. We are going to be physical to the point where you don't want to do the things that you want to do because they hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just going to play fast, physical football. You know who probably doesn't want physical football? is Aaron Rodgers. Last night in that game, I don't recall, there was actually a sack, which is surprising when you watch the Baltimore Ravens play football. There was a sack where Aaron Rodgers was down on the ground, and I was like, is he okay?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And not in, is he okay in just like a fantasy football sense. And is he okay as if I had seen someone get hit by a car?
Yeah.
You know? And I that thought for me was the violence that this defense poses, the ways in which this pass rush, especially with the rush ends that you have, not just Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. Add in Dylan Horton. Add in Derek Barnett. Add in big number five, you know, Jalen Petrie rushing on blitzes and stuff. And let them touch him. Like, he might turn into a pile of dust.
I don't disagree.
So I think that will force him to get the ball out. I don't think that that will allow him to tap into the full extent of what he's capable of doing historically as the dude who has been a number of other teams' worst nightmare in those moments.
I don't disagree. I am picking the Texans to win, but it'll be a low-scoring game, and Aaron Rodgers, with his ball placement still intact, his smarts still intact, just one of those things where you go, okay, close game, and Aaron Rodgers gets the ball. It's going
to
be interesting.
It's a fair point to make, but one of the things about it is it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're going – if I mean, you would need a sub-500 playoff team – in order to feel like you have a team that you can walk over. That's the nature of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and have to beat good teams. I think I would just prefer a team that has less variability, although you make a great point that if the moment does come down to it, Aaron Rodgers does have a history.
Yeah.
That is a fair point to make. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a victory reaction Monday here. Coming up next, I don't mean to be a negative person. However, typically in a week 18, a lot of the, especially when you've already clinched your playoff spot, the question ends up being, just come out healthy, and you largely did. Does this one particular injury, or actually maybe these two possible injuries, scare you at all? Let's talk about it next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Step good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Sick.
Sick.
This is sick. That was the final play of the regular season, as Mike Tirico fantastically called on Sunday Night Football last night, where the Ravens, after doing everything, going back and forth in haymakers, the stupidest, drunkest game of at least week 18, maybe of the most recent history in the National Football League. And it felt like the Ravens were going to do it, that the Texans were going to travel to Baltimore, face off against their old friend Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. But nope, the rookie Tyler Loop misses the field goal. And so you're off to Pittsburgh next week. And we were talking a little bit about this in the last segment. I wanted to finish off that conversation because you made mention of it. DK Metcalf should return for the Steelers as well. Mm-hmm. You have a good point that, you know, the darkness that is a tight game, a grueling game, is something that Mike Tomlin seemingly loves. But I feel like Bane for the Texans, where you think the darkness is your ally, right? Like the Texans in a moment where they can just grind you down feels like where they want to be. Even more so, and I trust the Texans more than I do the Steelers.
Oh, I absolutely trust the Texans more than I do the Steelers. It is just an interesting dynamic at work here. All season long, we've been talking about the Texans and D'Amico Ryans. You know, just don't turn the ball over. No negative plays. Rely on your defense. Let's get those rush-ends going. Make a big play with Nico Collins. Find the opportunities when they're there. Who says those exact words, much less those same things? Mike Tomlin, two really good rush-ends. I mean, really good rush ends. They don't have exactly the best run game ever, middle of the pack, like the Texans. He likes the darkness. He likes the sloppiness. He relies on his defense. Don't do anything crazy. And, DK Metcalf. Yeah, that guy. They rely on him to make some big plays occasionally. It's almost a mirror image. The Texans are the better team, but almost a mirror image of the kind of game that both these coaches want to play. And anytime you're it's going to be 17-13. I mean, it's going to – a lot of times on these games when it looks like it's going to be, bet the under, it goes the exact opposite way. Not this time. It's going to go exactly the way you think it will.
You hear what I'm hearing, right? Like this.
Mark this down.
Setting up for this to just be like a 45.
You can bet that all you want. You will lose money. You will lose.
With 10. Oh, I'm not. I'm not using any logic here. I'm just fading John Lopez in this moment because that's the way it feels like.
10:30 a.m. Monday, January 5th. Yeah, January 5th.
It's crazy already.
2026.
I'm not going to get used to that.
Which
either is
bizarre. I am telling you, it is going to be muck. It's going to be defense. It's going to be a big play turnover. It's going to be run the ball. It's going to be safe passing. It's going to be defenses and safe passing and offenses and all that. It's going to be 17-13-ish.
And I hear
no
you.
No question.
And I see you on the text line making the great point. Aaron Rodgers has built his persona in the National Football League. Well, persona might not be it because there's other things that build.
What if it
comes
down to a Hail Mary? Oh, God.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers has been in this league a dude who is last moments. Don't give him too much time. Here comes the boogeyman, Aaron Rodgers. One of the things, though, with this game in particular, I think back to last week against Miles. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? Last week against Miles Garrett and the Browns. The team made a very concerted effort to double Myles Garrett on every play where he could possibly be in the play. Mm-hmm. When he was on the backside, run entirely away from him. Yeah. And obviously we made the joke talking about the sack record. I think that that's just how they have to play. Mm-hmm. We cannot let this one dude ruin our game. What happens when there's two of them in the game? Like, I think that the concern that they have to keep Aaron Rodgers upright is going to matter in a great deal, and I think that will neuter some of those things. But you're not wrong to point out the idea of if they get to a desperation point where the game is close and it's within reach, that's due to be fearful of. Obviously, a big 38-30 victory. Unfortunately, the 30 points you give up there does not let you have the accolade of, you know, being the lowest scoring defense in the league. Not what for whatever that is worth. I think that was nice. That was nice dressing on what the actual dish of this defense is, but when it comes to this game, one of the things that, you know, you want in a Week 18 matchup, especially when you already have your playoff spot locked up. And especially once you got to into this game and you knew, hey, this is going to go the way where you're going to be the five seed going on the road. Generally, the biggest accomplishment you could have is get out healthy. And you largely did, except one person left in the middle of this game, and I wonder how much it matters to you. Juwar Jordan, who just found his star shining for the Texans, at least in a visible way, after the 101-yard rushing game versus the Cardinals and everything. You know, he's looked like a very viable running back, too, at least in what this running game is currently, not to say that it's incredible. How much does it matter to you that he leaves this game? Does this feel like something where you'd be comfortable, excited to see him back on Monday, or has this at least changed the way you feel, especially with Nick Chubb very much sliding back and not necessarily being that same guy that you would have anticipated early on in the year?
I think there's a couple of injuries that are going to, you know, certainly certainly be worth watching, and we will watch all week long. Nick Chubb, I don't understand, you know, we don't have any idea, you know, what the extent of that is. Who knows with, you know, Juwar Jordan, Woody Marks, both of those. I think Trent Brown injury is interesting.
That's one that I thought about. I thought about this yesterday when I was on a Sports Extra with KHOU with Jess Bristol, Zach, and
Randy.
No, not Randy. Sports Extra, KHOU.
Oh, Sports Extra.
And in the midst of, you know, talking with those fellas, I was like, I talked about them being largely healthy, but Trent Brown didn't play in this game. And I went back to the injury reports, and he was limited all week.
Yeah,
I think that this is one of those games that he probably would have played if he was ready to go. And he's talked about feeling like he's getting more to himself, more back to what he wants as a player.
Yeah,
but there is a question as to what that actually is, because we haven't seen him in a few weeks.
No, I and again, you know, here we are with the best rush tandem in the NFL in Houston, you know, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. I can't emphasize this enough. Alex Highsmith and T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt is back. Highsmith had an incredible game last night. They will put pressure on your tackles. They will put pressure on your tackles. That's going to be something to watch. And then, of course, the run game. What are your thoughts on how that plays out?
I think that you're getting to the point of the year where if we go back to the Woody Marks carrying the ball a whole bunch, it's not the worst thing in the world. Also, and I don't know what to do with this, and I'm going to very much, this is going to be one of the notes I take and when I go tonight.
Are you
going to
say what I think you're going to say?
Watching all 22? British Brooks didn't look that bad running the football yesterday, did he?
There it is.
It's one of those questions that people ask. Is British Brooks still on the team? And I was like, they've made him a de facto fullback. When they handed him the football, he looked somewhat explosive. The bigger thing to me, he read his blocks incredibly well.
Yeah.
In those rushes, you know, bouncing when he needed to, finding open space and hitting that hole hard, which is obviously all that this offense or this running game requires of its running backs. And I was like, how much can you ask of British Brooks? He's always on the roster for you to maybe carry the ball at times. But I don't know how much of that was him. I want to go back and watch the All-22 and really look closely, because it did feel like, as much as
maybe the offensive line,
as much as I can denigrate the offensive line, it felt like they blocked decently well in this game, and they were finding a decent amount of push, especially in the second half, where I understand people were coming out.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, and I was kind of kidding you about British Brooks, but he did look good, and maybe it's more of the offensive line and what they're doing and the concept and facing the Colts, etc. But I'm with you. I think now's no time to kind of think about playing this guy or that guy. You go with Woody Marks, and you ride that horse as long as you can, you know, and then you see what you can go from there. Get out of Nick Chubb, maybe Juwar Jordan from there.
I would hate it, though, if this is somewhat significant for Juwar Jordan. And we'll hear D'Amico Ryan's talking to the media at 11:15. I sure imagine that somebody will ask about an update on Juwar Jordan. Typically, injury updates come in pretty quickly in these things. I would hope so, but if he did miss, I would kind of hate that just for the gentleman who comes up. He's been around this team or on this team for a couple of years, and it's felt like he's giving you the same thing day in, day out. He finally gets a shot to shine. Here comes the first 100-yard rush of the season. Now he's in the game plan. Now he's getting his activity. And it's like, hey, time to go to the playoffs. My bad, dog, you got hurt. Like, that would really upset me.
No, I would. Me too. I do think, you know, to have him and that explosion that he can have with the ball in his hands would be a big plus in a game like this, when, you know, a 12-yard run in a crucial moment could be the difference between that extra field goal, you know,
no question.
Or whatever.
And especially if the game goes the way that you're thinking about it against the Steelers.
I don't know a lot. I know
me neither.
I know this
honestly
game is not going to be one of those, hey, everybody thought it was going to be a low-scoring game, and
he's
look
laying,
what happened.
He's laying this on thick.
Yes, I will lay it on thick as you want. this is going to be exactly what you think it's going to be.
This is just setting up.
Exactly.
You're just giving the people a lot of, you know, receipts to go back to.
Fine, that's right. Fine. And I'll fall on the sword. I'm telling you, Tuesday morning, we're going to be like, oh, yeah, it was.
Not tomorrow, Tuesday morning. A week from today.
Yes, yes.
Tuesday morning. Fantastic.
General like health, like when it comes to the Texas general health, what would y'all rate y'all's concern level?
Oh, that's a good
defensively,
question.
I'm more concerned.
Yeah, the secondary wise.
Yeah.
You know.
That was my big take. I said it earlier, and I know we're kind of up against it, but mm-hmm. I said it earlier. This depth is not good. This depth is not good in the secondary. I mean, the Tremont Smith, I mean, just bad, you know. And if there is any of those injuries linger or any of those injuries aggravated, it gets into, especially against, once again, Aaron Rodgers.
Tremont Smith, and maybe this is me just going on a fool's errand, it feels like Tremont Smith also gets the short end of the stick because he's being compared to your starters,
exactly.
Where not only is it Derek Stingley, but also Kamari Lassiter that people could argue has been playing all pro level.
But what if Lassiter's thing lingers?
Yeah, that's definitely a question, yeah. Because then you have a very clear trademark, mm-hmm. right, where people go, we will throw at number 11 and see what he can do.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beauties of this defense is that there's typically not a lot of places that you look at that you would like willingly to attack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I hear you on that. I don't know, defending his honor in that way. It's fair. I think that the death happens there. Running back-wise, what can they do? But obviously I think that's a lot more about the offensive line. I think that's a fair point, but ultimately – I think you have to be happy with the way that you came out of the season because those cornerback secondary depth questions have been there. They've existed. And it feels like you found a tangible answer to safety playing next to Kalen Bullock because mm-hmm. my guy Kayvon Wallace looked good again, triggering, looked like he has all the physicality that they ask of him. So I'm generally in a good place, but you're right. There are some things that you would look at, but it's a war of attrition
yeah.
sport here in football. All right, you're in the loop. Here on Sports Radio 610 on a Victory Reaction Monday where the Texans get their 12th victory of the season headed to the playoffs. It's also a Black Monday where we just saw another person get fired in the NFL, Pete Carroll. We'll talk more about that when we go around the NFL. But coming up next, let's do our question of the day. Who are your actual Super Bowl contenders? We got the 14 teams that are playing in the playoffs. How many of them do you actually have as teams that really and truly could win the Super Bowl? Let's do that. 713-572-4610, we do it next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Victory reaction Monday after your Texans. Get a 38-30 victory over the Colts. And 12-5 is the record for the year. Yet another season of just double-digit wins. Just an incredible tenure early on for C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. And what a wild year this one is, because there was very much points where it felt like the sky was falling, and here they are. As a team that I think you could use very much as an answer to the question of the day, who are your actual Super Bowl contenders? There's 14 teams rather, seven on either side of the bracket that are now slated to play in the playoffs. The rest of them, they've figured out their orders to go and work on looking at the draft. Yeah. They're trying to compile talent. Right now, 14 teams are looking towards the Super Bowl, but how many do you think have an actual legitimate chance at going and hoisting a trophy? 713-572-4610.
I would say, well, let's count out loud here.
Okay.
Seattle would be my favorite.
I strong agree. You know I've said this for a little while. I think that's probably the best team of football.
You see their point differential?
I actually haven't in a while.
191 points.
Is that good?
The next best in the entire NFL is like 170, 172, something like that. I mean, they just...
You made those up.
57.5% of all stats are made up. But
and just to actually confirm, 191 points is the differential for the Seahawks. The second best point differential is held by the number two seed in the AFC, the New England Patriots, 170. And that's also,
what did I say?
That's also with the very widely touted easiest schedule in all of football. Yeah.
So Seattle's number one. I think the Rams are still up there. There's a legit contender.
Strong agree.
I think New England and Denver just, because of how they, you know, they finished the year.
I'm good on that, actually.
On New England and Denver?
I'm good on New England. Denver is a possible for me. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
New England is in that place for me where I've seen enough of them when the going gets tough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ready to fall apart.
You think so?
That's ready to fall apart.
Wow.
Drake May has been incredible.
I didn't expect
that
from you.
That is ready to fall apart. I've been somebody who's tried to hold off on my skepticism, because a lot of people very early on were saying this is all fool's gold because of the schedule. I saw the way that they played versus the Bills, and that did not inspire any confidence within me. Who did they play last week again? That had me kind of looking at them a little sideways. It was when they played the Ravens as well, and I was like, you are not putting up the best performances. Now, of course, you just need to get these victories in the regular season, as the Texans well know.
Yeah,
but I have skepticisms in that there's not very much that I go is great on that team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pretty good, and then Drake May has been really good, and I do wonder how that holds up to scrutiny, especially with a rookie.
Drake May is legit. So I have four, you have three, and a possible. I also have Texans.
I do feel that way.
I think the Texans have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl.
I think it is possible that they might have the best unit in all of football because of this defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers are not going to point to that, but the mentality of this defense is just such a throwback. It is so unique to this time period that I think it creates a different effect that is not quantifiable against teams.
Jacksonville?
Yes, without question.
I hate to say it, because I was, you know, early in the year I was very, very skeptical, but
tried to told you
they have the best rushing defense in the NFL, and Buffalo, just because of Josh Allen.
I don't know that Josh Allen can do this by his lonesome, especially without a defense as well.
So you have fewer than I have seven.
Yeah, you have seven. I have fewer.
The team that I look at, the way you look at the Patriots, is the Niners. They ain't gonna do it.
They
have some big holes.
That is fair.
Yeah, they have some big holes.
I think, and the defense is one of those where it goes oof at times.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been playing better of late. I think I actually, on the NFC side, I go Seahawks, I go Rams, and I think because of the run of play of late, you know, final game aside, I probably go Niners as well.
Okay.
In there, those are the teams I'm looking at over there. The Eagles, you've long had my issues with the Eagles. The Bears defensively just aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all turnovers at this point. No real substantive defense. On the AFC side, rather, Jacksonville is definitely one in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I look at Denver, even though I'm just like, I got
home field.
They got home field. Yeah. I got questions about Bo Nix in the playoffs as well, but they just keep pulling all their keys through.
Yeah.
And the Texans, the Bills just feel like a little bit of a far stretch. That's my possible if I was going to put it in there. Six teams in all of this out of the 14, I think that actually could do this, and the Texans are one of those.
And I have seven. The most bizarre, but maybe a possibility out there.
Also, a great point that comes in on the text line. New England also has players with allegations on them right now.
Yeah, they
and
do.
I don't know exactly how that plays out over the next few weeks either.
How would what would you consider the most bizarre? But hey, they're in the hunt. Let's see what happens.
Wait, what do you mean?
Super Bowl matchup.
Most bizarre?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we doing the what's the funniest Super Bowl matchup that could come up?
Well, I'm gonna eliminate the Panthers. Ain't going nowhere.
Well, that would be hilarious.
That would be one of them, but that's just like pie in the sky. I guess on the NFC side, I guess I would have to say Bears, huh?
Yeah.
Bears?
And it's not even as much the flaws with the team. It is just the team.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears, a team that had not had a quarterback in hellas to the point that we have made. You realize we've made McMahon into somebody that he was not as a player.
Yeah.
Just because he was the last thing that they had that was close to really good.
Mm-hmm.
And now.
Hey, Jay Cutler, man. I'm disrespecting him.
Well, he's talking in terms of Super Bowl there. Yeah.
And now here you go. Ben Johnson come in and huge swing of a team and then all of a sudden make a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That would be sick. I've got to be honest. But yeah, there you go. That's looking at the playoffs just early on now that this is settled. It feels like it's a pretty short group of teams that are really and truly in contention, even though it is pretty open and only God knows how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Texas feel like they're right in there with all of it. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. In the upcoming hour, we will hear from D'Amico Ryans at 11:15. So before that, let's go around the NFL because Black Monday got going early. Let's talk about what's happening around the league as they're getting themselves situated. We'll do it next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.